Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us. It is the 22nd of March, 2004, on this live Monday edition. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central during the day, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We've got several guests coming up today and a ton of very important, riveting information for you. The websites are being updated as we speak, prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Al-Qaeda's number two man claims to have nukes. Osama bin Laden's terror network claims to have bought ready-made nuclear weapons on the black market in Central Asia. The biographer of Al-Qaeda's number two leader was quoted as telling an Australian television station. Now, they claim it's al-Zawahiri, but there's a problem. They claim they killed him. They claim that they've captured him. We have the mainstream news articles posted under this one at prisonplanet.com. I mean, they don't even come up with the new names for these boogeymen. Did they get them from Russia, like Alexander Lebed said? You know, there was over 100 of these suitcase portable nukes or tactical nukes or frogs missing. They call them frogs. So we'll get into that. U.S. warns imminent attack may target airliners and ships any minute. This is from a White House that's been caught issuing fake terror alerts, admittedly, to create scripted hysteria. Ex-advisor blast Bush terror response was on 60 Minutes yesterday on Sunday, saying that within minutes of the 9/11 attack taking place, it was Iraq, and when, as the weeks progressed and it was proven that Iraq had no connection, they still tried to put it out in the media, which is why in major polls, a lot of Americans still believe that Saddam is bin Laden, and bin Laden is Saddam. They are both former CIA, of course, but the point is that they wanted to attack Iraq immediately and go ahead and launch that war, which, of course, they ended up doing. So did Bush press for Iraq 9/11 link? Clearly they did. Hamas chief killed an airstrike. Now there'll be more fighting back and forth between these people in this tribal war that never ends. Also, last Friday, the Taiwanese pro-independence president and one of his aides were shot and both grazed while they were driving around in an open-back vehicle, Jeep. And a lot of people are saying they think that it's a problem-reaction-solution. That's what protesters in the streets are saying. And the opposition parties, they think it was a staged event because both of them were grazed. We don't know, but hospital staff were saying that the security services were at the hospital that morning, but hours before it even happened, getting ready for something, and now the hospital staff have given, that is the head of the hospital, a press conference, saying it's not true. I don't know if this is true or not, but I know that Musharraf, the dictator of Pakistan, it's admitted, did stage fake bomb attacks on himself, and then last week they supposedly foiled a bomb attack on Secretary of State Colin Powell. Now, we know that's been admitted. They've been caught doing that. I'm pro-Taiwan. I don't want to think this of them, but frankly, we've got to look at the evidence here, and this is what governments love to do. Thousands and thousands came out and protested in Spain. We read the Spanish newspapers. They weren't protesting the supposed terrorists. They were saying that they thought the government did it. And this is the point we've gotten to. This is the point we needed to get to, where when there is a bombing, the first suspect is the government, who gets the most power and control and has the motive. And then we have all the past examples in England and Russia and Germany and Israel and in the U.S. of our governments carrying out terror attacks to blame it on shadowy enemies they indeed have created. So more on all this coming up. Huge show lined up for you. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll also take calls early in this hour at 800-259-9231. We'll also talk about the Coca-Cola company having to pull all its bottled water because of the poison in it.
Who Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in the USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses, populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Something very interesting has been happening. Donald Rumsfeld and Colin Powell and George W. and Condoleezza Rice and Richard Pearl and Wolfowitz, the rest of them, got up on television literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times and told the American people that they were sure Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and was about to attack us, that the threat was imminent, 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 imminent. That was the byword. And then in the last 3 months, they got up on television dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Combined, I'm sure it was over 100 times. I mean, I don't watch much TV, and every time I turned it on, they were saying it. We never claimed that there were weapons of mass destruction. We never said it was an imminent threat. This is an urban legend, a wives' tale, perpetrated by liars in the media. Well, really, your neocon big government minions are still on the radio and TV saying that there are mobile weapons trucks, bio trucks, mass graves. They're still using fake dossiers, still saying that Niger really did transfer uranium. I mean, they're not stopping. They're still telling the lie of a year ago. Yeah, it's been a year and 2 days, 367 days since the big kickoff of the premeditated illegal war that's meant to make the UN look like the good cop and America the bad cop and bring us into the new world order full speed. So later in this hour, I'm going to play this little two-minute clip. We've had it posted for about a week. But we're putting it back up on the main page. Rumsfeld's lies. Finally, something incredible happened. He was on a national television show owned by the big military-industrial complex, and I guess they know their lies aren't working anymore, so they've got to try to at least act like they're telling the truth some to keep some of their vanishing credibility. 40%. It's over 40. You see numbers of 35 to 42% in major Nielsen ratings and polls have left the mainstream media. They're just not watching it, period. They lost 40% plus, depending on what poll you look at, of their audience. So they're trying some of this damage control, and they bring up to Rumsfeld very politely, the reporter did, the administration talked about this imminent threat, and Rumsfeld said, "What do you mean? That's an urban legend. You know, that's one of these lies brought up by the mainstream media, you know." And they said, "Well, here's a bunch of your quotes where you and the president and others said it." Which, by the way, they had the video clips. I wish they would have played the video clips. I wish we had the staff to do it. I taped for 2 weeks before the war, the 2 weeks during the, you know, big military activities. The war is still going on. And I remember Rumsfeld saying, "We have paid off two of the three regular army groups in Iraq. We've paid off most of the Republican Guard. We've got special forces that are paying them off. They're going to give up. It's going to be an easy victory," which was true. Then days after they had declared the victory from the aircraft carrier, Rumsfeld gets up there, and the press said, and I've got this on tape. Again, I just literally have an entire shelf of videos just that I've taped on three different VCRs, taping different channels. And I was sitting there watching, and as Rumsfeld got back up there, someday I plan to make a film and show all these lies. And the reporter said, "Well, did we have a quick victory because you paid off the military?" And see, now Rumsfeld was trying to get us to accept the war before, so he told the truth about how they'd paid him off. Now he wanted to say our troops were the most incredible ever, and he said they fought the greatest opposition but just crushed all of it, and no one gave up. And people showed the video of peaceful people in trucks driving down the highway being machine gunned, families falling out dead of the vehicles as they exploded, images of dead women piled up on the street corners. They were going, "You're just attacking innocent people. You know, the troops wanted to attack somebody. Nobody's really fighting back. Why are you doing this?" And he said, "That's ridiculous. We never paid anybody off. We fought full resistance." I mean, it's double speak. It's double think. But I'm glad that, the mainstream media is being forced to talk about this some. And the neocons go, "Well, what are you, some kind of socialist who supports John Forbes Kerry?" And again, obviously not. That's the false paradigm. Kerry, Hillary Clinton, Chucky Schumer, all of the crew, the big government socialist America-hating, North Vietnam-supporting crew, the flag-burning crew, they all voted for the war. Again, in action, they're identical. In rhetoric, they're diametrically opposed. So don't let the neocons, who've doubled the growth of government than we saw under Bill Clinton, don't let them sit around and go, "It's conservative to believe all the lies." And stop being part of this grand delusion, this grand illusion. Cannot accept lies of this magnitude, my friends. And it's almost like they're practicing lies on purpose just to desensitize us to it. This Al-Jawari guy, Bin Laden's number two lieutenant, the guy who met with the CIA at the American hospital in Dubai way back in 2001 in July for 10 days. They claim they killed him. They claim they captured him. I mean, we've got the BBC, the London Guardian, the Associated Press posted underneath the current article that he's about to nuke us any minute. And boy, they're hot on his tail there in the border region between Tora Bora, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. And man, they're hot on his tail. They're about to capture him any minute. And then nobody in the press, we have to go back and get the articles, goes, "Well, wait a minute. You claim you captured him. You claim you killed him." Which they still hold out there as official reports. They don't even change the names of these people, what the new boogeyman is. They just keep retreading them, reusing them over and over again, recycling them, I guess is the operative word. They don't even change the names of the boogeyman. It's like 1984 where Goldstein is defeated thousands of times, this shadowy, turbaned, bearded man, this demon, he just keeps coming back over and over again. They claim they killed Saddam's sons three times. They claim they killed Saddam's cousin over and over again. Chemical Ali. I mean, what is the truth here? What's really going on here? Why do they tell such ridiculously shoddy lies to us? And this is propaganda. This is a propaganda campaign. Later in the show, I want to tell you the the ridiculous story of what happened when I went out to Crawford, Texas there at the little local municipal park to give a speech and to introduce Ralph Nader. And again, I'm not part of the Ralph Nader campaign. I know that the Greens are like watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside. But he's speaking out against NAFTA and GATT and 9/11, a lot of other things. And I was invited to give a speech to a whole bunch of people. And, you know, I'm not going to turn that down. I'll speak to the libertarians. I did at the Distinguished Speaker Series yesterday. That was a lot of fun. That was great to see everybody out there at the University of Texas for that, in that packed meeting hall at the UT Union building. But I went out there and I gave a speech, but the annex of the leftists that were there, the intelligence community, that's the name of the group up in Dallas that runs Nader's campaign and brought Nader in, and they're anti-New World Order, pro-gun. They were wearing pro-gun, my mass murderers agree, gun control works, T-shirts. Just great people. They rented out the park. They got the permit. They brought Ralph Nader in, and the local leftist said, oh, let us have some of the time. You know, we're going to get the time before you. And so they did. And so they used Ralph Nader's people's sound system, everything. And when they saw that I was there and to speak, well, they tried to keep me from speaking beforehand and told me I wasn't welcome, even though the people that were with Nader had set it all up. I get there, and when this local UT professor sees me, he's up there speaking, he goes, Ralph Nader is the last speaker when he gets here. And by the way, Ralph Nader was to be there on the time of the intelligence community group that had set that up. And when Nader got there, they literally had to have the police stand there and give the gun grabbing socialist the cue to get off the stage so I could introduce Ralph Nader. I mean, it was just something else. And I got video of all of this about an hour before Nader got there. They had some local musician up there going, Mexico will take over America. America's evil. We will take the Southwest. We will bring down America. America is evil. Zapatista, Che Guevara, Lenin loves you. I mean, it was an incredible little song. And of course, it was all white guys up there preaching how bad America is. And then I got the word that some people were angry because I was a white male who's against open borders, and that's why they were so upset. And they were very upset by the Ralph Nader people who were wearing pro-gun shirts. Well, that really freaked them out, and they were just pulling their hair out. But it was an adventure. It was a lot of fun, but I'll get more into that later. But I forgot just how disgusting real, live, feel-good, elitist leftists are. So basically what it was is they were mad that Nader was even coming, so they weaseled in and said, we're going to set up and have our own peace rally before it, and then they were just there to try to, because they think Nader's going to get Bush in, as if it even matters with all the CIA-run electronic voting machines, as if it really matters with Kerry and Bush being cousins, as if it really matters when they're both skull and bones. I mean, at least Nader will inject some different ideas into the campaign. And, you know, some say Nader could be a shill, and he certainly could be, but I have to tell you, after the reporting I saw, AP reporters, Reuters reporters, all these people there, none of their stories made it on the wire. They picked up a story on the wire written in New York, and the one quote they had was from a veteran who thought these kids ought to support Bush. Well, that shows you right there, I don't think they're too supportive of Nader, the establishment. Or they would have let him talk in the debates back in 2000. Remember that? He was scheduled, but they threatened to arrest him, just like they did arrest Alan Keyes, who was scheduled to speak at the Republican debates back in 96. We'll be back with a bunch of other news and your calls.
From taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand-in-hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Paul Joseph Watson, who does his Monday report with us every Monday. Coming up in the next hour, detail just a whole slew of incredible news articles exposing the criminal activities of the global elite. I know we've got Malta in Denmark and Brock in Canada and Don in Wisconsin and Richard in Florida, and many others. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. I wanted to talk about, briefly here, some of our top stories, and we'll come back in the next segment and start going to your calls. We do have that Rumsfeld clip that's been posted on the site for a while. We're reposting it on the main page when he lied on Face the Nation. a few weeks ago, a week and a half ago, and got caught in the lie. That's an important clip. A lot of people haven't heard it or seen it. Obviously, here on the radio, you can only hear it at InfoWars.com. You can see it. Al-Qaeda, number two, claims to have nukes. Some of bin Laden's terror network claims to have bought ready-made nuclear weapons on the black market in Central Asia. So the globalists are creating that ledger now, that history of how they got them before they used them. And gee, the elite, after a major city gets bombed, is going to really hate taking all your freedoms and running your life, and the military-industrial complex is going to hate even owning more private prisons and FEMA centers and all the scanning cameras and the police state grid. It's just terrible. The elite just hates all the power they'll get out of this. Osama bin Laden's terror network claims to have bought ready-made nuclear weapons on the black market in Central Asia. The biographer of Al-Qaeda's number two leader was quoted as telling an Australian television station. In an interview scheduled to be aired today, Pakistani journalist Hamid Mir and Ayman al-Zawahiri claimed that smart briefcase bombs, that's a quote, were available on the black market. It was not clear when the interview between Mir and al-Zawahiri took place. Well, that's another thing. Remember last year, what, about 6 months ago, they aired new al-Qaeda tapes with al-Zawahiri and others threatening to nuke us and attack us any minute? And then people looked at it and said, wait a minute. This new Pentagon release video is old, edited release tapes by bin Laden and their number two man. This isn't real, and our government knew that but put it out. Again, more fear-mongering. This is a government that just spent $70 million for fake newscasts airing all over the country, including Austin, Texas, where I'm sitting. I mean, come on, people. U.S. intelligence agencies have long believed that al-Qaeda attempted to acquire a nuclear device on the black market, but say there is no evidence it was successful. In the interview with Australian Broadcasting Corporation, television parts of which were released Monday, Mir recalled telling al-Zawahiri it was difficult to believe that al-Qaeda had nuclear weapons when the terror network didn't have the equipment to maintain or use them. Dr. Zawahiri launched into a laughing fit and said, Mr. Mir, if you have $30 million, go to the black market in Central Asia, contact any disgruntled Soviet scientist, and a lot of smart briefcase bombs are available, Mir said in an interview. Which isn't true. Our government has spent tens of billions of dollars buying these off the Russians and having them decommissioned. If these were sold to any of these former, and I mean current, CIA people like al-Zawahiri and bin Laden, or Pakistani President Musharraf, or Mahmoud Ahmed, or any of them, it was done under the absolute okay of the overlords. So brace yourselves for that. And believe me, folks, 9/11 was only the precursor, the primer, to tell you, give up your liberty when the terror attacks. Give up your liberty when the evil terrorists hit you. So when the bigger event comes, and notice each event gets bigger, they will really clamp down. And because we've been getting the word out and educating people, and because in Spain they don't buy that terrorists did it, they think it's the government. Because in Taiwan, they don't even buy the president there saying he got shot, they think it's staged. Whether that's true or not, the people don't trust you anymore. From Texas to Spain to Japan, people think the government is behind everything, which in many cases they are. So it's really neutralizing the establishment. They better watch out. This is out of World Tribune. U.S. warns of imminent attack may target airliners and ships. The United States has warned its nationals to be alert for a major attack in the Middle East. Well, there may be a real attack after they killed the Hamas leader. The State Department has issued an announcement that warned of an attack on civilian passenger jets in the Middle East. The announcement said al-Qaeda aligned groups, because there's no real al-Qaeda, it's always some aligned group, could be planning strikes against U.S. interests in the region. Why do I think they may be getting ready for a big attack, the globalists? Well, because I'm seeing lots of fear-mongering on television now, just like what we saw before 9/11, priming us. The terrorists are about to attack. Give your liberties up immediately when it happens. These are like Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drills. When the attack comes, gulp down the Kool-Aid, give up all your freedoms to the men in black uniforms and ski masks. They're the good guys. Get on the bus to go to the rest and relocation center.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yacht Boy 400PE world-band shortwave radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yacht Boy 400PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yacht Boy 400PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises. Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star.
All right, my friends, here's a brief synopsis of what's coming up, and then we'll go straight to your calls. We'll get more into how they continually kill and capture Bin Laden's number two man. Now they're hot on his tail again. Again, the recycled boogeyman. They think so little of us, they don't even come up with new names of their CIA assets. We'll get into that, and the whole nuke threat they say is imminent any moment. We'll get into Rumsfeld wanting to attack Iraq on the day of September 11th. This out of the Sunday Herald. Ex-White House advisor blasts Bush terror response. He says the CIA and FBI, actual analysts, not the bosses, but the actual analysts were going, this is ridiculous. Saddam is involved in this. Come on, this is crazy. And they said, we don't care. We're going after Saddam. They said, this is a visible target to make the people feel good. So let's admittedly, this is a White House official saying that they wanted just to attack somebody they knew was innocent because it would look good politically. I mean, that is incredible. Also, Hamas chief killed in airstrikes. We'll get more into, is it a staged assassination attempt on the Chinese enemy? He's an enemy of the Chinese because he's for sovereignty in Taiwan, but now they're saying it's a staged assassination attempt on the Taiwanese president. We'll get into all of those articles. Conspiracy theories rampant in Taiwan, the Seattle Times Post-Intelligencer is saying, and 1,000 condemned Taiwan assassination stunt. They're saying, again, that it is a staged deal. And even though I support Taiwan, we need to investigate this and find out if that indeed is the truth. Also, it's passed the House. It's now going into the Senate. And it's a bill to have the federal government monitor free speech on the campuses and not allow it if it's anti-Israel. And you know it's not going to stop with not allowing criticism of Israel. It's going to move on from there. And the New York-based Jewish Week newspaper claimed that the report by American Free Press that Republican members of the Senate were planning to crack down on college and university professors who were critical of Israel was, quote, dangerous urban legend at best, deliberate disinformation at worst. In short, they were saying AFP lied. Well, now it has passed, ladies and gentlemen, out of one of the two bodies in Congress, and we'll go over that piece of legislation for you as well. And I want to get Michael Collins-Piper from American Free Press on regarding this issue. Also, U.S. will retain power in sovereign Iraq. Again, they appoint the puppet council. They then appoint another puppet council, and they call that an election, and then admit that it will continue to be a viceroy holding of Halliburton, basically. Also, the Trusted Traveler Total Information Awareness Network system is moving forward. Jerusalem Post reporting about Israel, sections of Israel arming Iran. Again, we've talked about this quite a bit. That's coming up as well and a lot more. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the calls as promised. Malta in Denmark. Malta, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I tried to call you last 4 months, but if I call after 6 o'clock, it's very hard to come into.
Okay, you're on the air, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah. You think we have a chance to win these battles at all?
We do have a chance to win these battles against evil, but it's an eternal fight against evil. It's always going to come back at us. But, yes, I mean, we have headed off a lot of other globalist terror activities and criminal activities in the past.
I'm very... This constitution we have here in Europe, they want to make a constitution for Europe.
Well, yeah, and the constitution for Europe gives dictatorial power to the governing council.
I'm afraid this Patriot Act maybe could be put in that legislation.
You already have many pieces of law, color of law stuff that are mirror images of the Patriot Act.
Yeah, we have this. We have that for many years. You have this at the library. With the police can snagging the libraries, if you don't know.
Yeah, the police...
I think that that's possible last 10, 15 years here.
Yeah, they look at what you read, all part of living in a free country.
Just one thing we don't have. It's not illegal to the library to tell the police is looking for what you're reading. That's not illegal.
Yes, under the Patriot Act, when they go in a bookstore, not just a library... But Borders Books and many others, when they go in and demand reading records, purchase records from the libraries or private businesses, they're not allowed to tell anyone, or they're arrested as terrorists. Yes, good job for having your facts right on that. So the libraries are allowed to tell people that the police have been by in Denmark.
Here in Denmark, are they allowed to do it? Allowed to say they are interested in you? What do you do in the library?
Hey, Malta, you? What's your take on what happened in Spain?
I don't know. I think it was something, maybe Mossad. I don't know. There was a link on David Icke's homepage, something about maybe Mossad. I don't know.
Well, I know they were there at just hours after helping with the investigation, but there's other groups out there carrying out terror other than Mossad, but whatever
one
happened...
One thing I will mention now, maybe I get in trouble when I say it. I have been contacting some people, a friend of mine, a night he was coming to his apartment, and say, I am from the, what are you calling, the Patriots League or something, the board, and he has some information about the Illuminati. He says they are losing money like Beth. And he says he knows where they're holding here in Denmark. I know this terrorist attack. I was waiting that since the 2nd of January. The first time I heard that there would come something big.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you, Molta. Appreciate the call from Denmark. Let's talk to Brock in Canada. Brock, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I wanted to ask you a couple of things. First of all, the good work that you and others have done, it may really blow up in the globalist space, so I wonder if they're going to do a stage two or plan alternate. And what's with Israel arming Iran?
The U.S. government, the British government, the Israeli government, the Russian government. I mean, our government will criticize China or Russia, which I think they should, for arming Iran. Then we always catch Israel giving them the latest missile components, the latest nuclear weapons parts. And again, that's Jerusalem Post, Haaretz. I mean, that's incredible. But again, this is what the military-industrial complex wants. They want war. They want threats to security. That way they get to keep the police state going.
Well,
why do you think Israel helped fund and found Hamas in the early 1970s into the late 1970s, creating a wind-up toy to further destabilize things so that Israel has the pretext to continue to expand? Now, folks, again, that's Haaretz. That's Jerusalem Post. That's in Paul Watson's book. That's in Police State, Three Total Enslavement. That's in our Israel terror group section on PrisonPlanet.com. So people who love Israel and support Israel out there, and I certainly think Israel has a right to exist and a right to not be attacked and the right to not be under a military dictatorship, by the way. You know, they have these elections, but that's just for whatever figurehead you're going to have. The media can't report what they want. They can't do what they want. They're under massive controls. You know, the people of Israel need to stand up and say, why did you found Hamas? Why are you arming Iran right now?
Well, I think that the good work you're doing is going to make some globalists very, very nervous. So I'm wondering if they've got a plan C and plan D, you know, because if the people start catching on, and I think some are, that's going to augur very, you know, badly for these globalists because they could be in hot water once the dominoes fall.
Absolutely. I appreciate the call, Brock. And let me try to answer that question. Take a road map, for instance. Let's say you were going to try to drive from Pensacola, Florida to Los Angeles, California. And there are three or four different routes you can take to get from Pensacola, Florida to Los Angeles, California. Now, one route will get you there a day early. Another route will get you there in a day longer. There's another longer route that would take, you know, twice as long. But in general, they're following that roadmap. They're going in that direction. And so we have backed them down. They were already planning more terror attacks. They were already planning to accelerate this. Bill Clinton gave speeches of, you better be nice to me, I might be president for a long time, you know, gearing up for martial law. But they didn't allow Clinton to go ahead with it. They may not allow Bush to go ahead and go with it. They may let Kerry in and let him carry it out. Or it could be somebody after Kerry. The point is, the thumb scanners are going in the grocery stores and the public schools and at the amusement parks. The cameras are going up in your neighborhoods. Your police are quietly being federalized and even sworn in as UN police, as part of the APD was 2 weeks ago, and that was on News 8 Austin. At UT, when they have a political rally or meeting, secret military police show up and then start threatening people. We're from the Army. Don't criticize the president. You know, that was in the Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago. All of that's in place. All of that's expanding. Will they put it in high gear and go to the next level with the next big event? We've backed them off at this point. But it's kind of a catch-22. If we keep damaging them and keep exposing them, they're going to go ahead and go with the big attack as a way to try to black out and smoke screen the awakening that's happening. But if we lay down to them, they would have already carried out the next attack. So it's better to go ahead and expose them. Go ahead and warn as many people as you can. People's minds are ready for it. Everybody senses in their gut something's wrong, like a mouse that feels a tornado coming, but the people can't sense it. Deep in our guts and our soul and our hearts and our bones, we know something's wrong. And so we've got to educate everybody now that the redcoats are coming, they're landing, they're offloading. Get ready, because they're about to hit us. That's all we can do. All we can do is expose the criminals and stand against them. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Wisconsin. Don, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Yes, sir.
I believe there is one more step we can take to help wake up the American people. It's going to stir up a hornet's nest, but I believe if we took the step, it would help. We need you to run as vice president under Nader.
I don't think Nader would want that, and I'm not in the Green Party. I spoke at a rally I was invited to speak at, and I gave my normal speech about the New World Order, and I did introduce Nader, but, number one, that's not going to happen.
What about they're talking about changing the Constitution to where Arnold Schwarzenegger can run for president. So why can't we change the Constitution on the age limit for president, and then you could run for president?
That's right. I'm not yet 35. Listen, I mean, in all due respect, Don, the solution is at the county and city and state level. That's where we still have some power and still can affect some change and
very
can still
little,
get involved.
Very little. I mean, look at your little town. You're very involved. You have your TV program, your radio programs right there in your own little town there in Austin, which I'm from, Texas. But still, you've got all these criminal police on the streets doing what they're doing. There's really not that much of a change.
Well, I have to tell you that change comes slowly. Here's the analogy. You ever seen the movie Force 10 from Navarone?
No, I didn't see that one.
It's got Harrison Ford in it.
Okay.
You know where they bomb the dam?
Right, okay.
And again, this is an analogy. Let's say the New World Order structure is that dam. Okay, and in that movie, they put the explosives in there, they detonate them, they get out, and they go, my gosh, it was a dud. I mean, nothing happened. It didn't collapse. And the explosives expert says, wait just a minute. These things are delicate. They take time. Well, and then suddenly cracks form, and then little holes form, and water starts spraying, and over the next few minutes, bigger holes form, and then the whole thing collapses. And it's the same thing fighting the New World Order. Again, 10 years ago on the air, 6, 7 years ago on radio, 8 years ago on radio, half the callers disagreeing with me. Now I do syndicated interviews every day. I go on mom and pop stations, big stations, my own show. Almost no one calls in to disagree. We don't screen the calls here on this show. The other shows aren't doing it. The host will be against me begging for people to call in and disagree,
right,
and they can't get it. So we've seen a shift. Now, the power structure's still corrupt. It's out of control. It knows that we're onto it now. That's why the Tokyo Rose, you know, the propagandists, and again, back in World War II, as Japan was burning and millions were dead, they were still broadcasting, G.I., you failed, we've defeated you. So are the Nazis. And so, of course, they're still broadcasting that resistance is futile and everybody loves tyranny and there's nothing you can do about it, ha, ha, ha. So the good news is they're actually losing, okay, and there's big holes in the dam already forming. And so from my position where I'm at, talking to the people, interfacing with them on liberal shows, conservative shows, Christian shows, I've never seen such an awakening as I'm seeing now.
You know, one big terrorist attack here in the United States, we go under martial law, your radio is shut down.
But
the only
thing we'll ever hear is
what they want us to hear.
Let me explain that to you, sir. We've been under martial law since 1933.
Well, I'm talking about if Dow Chemical blew up.
Yeah. Well, let me give you an example. Listen, I appreciate your call, Don. It's good to hear from you. But let me just comment on what you were just saying. Let me try to comment on it here because this is important. Okay? Again, we've been under martial law since 1933. They expanded it in 1947, created the shadow government. Okay, Bush, 4 days after 9/11, put us under official martial law, that's the Washington Times, activated all those executive orders. Those were activated. They passed a law to forcibly inoculate you and round you up. They've trained the troops to come after you and your guns and your family. But people are ignoring it. The military isn't for it. A lot of police are waking up. The point is, they haven't gone ahead with the next big attack because the people aren't buying into it. No matter how many times they say, next terror attack, give your liberty up, that keeps you safe. People aren't buying into that. And so if they go to that next level, they were going to do that anyway. So now if they go to the next level, they've got even more opposition. And now when they blow stuff up worldwide, people point the finger at the government in mass protest on the streets. It isn't working for them. Do you understand that if they do try to declare martial law and say you can't speak out against the government and start trying to arrest people, that's when we got to come out against them? Yes, we're in a fight, but we're going to have to stand up and say no. Yes, things are serious. But, I mean, just getting the doom and gloom, I mean, you need to get with a good group of people and get outside the paradigm of believing Tokyo Rose. Oh, G.I., you won't see your sweetheart. That's all over for you. Resistance is futile.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes, my friends. We got Paul Joseph Watson for the Watson Report, as he joins us each Monday coming up in the next hour. We'll continue with open phones and a ton of other news I haven't even gotten to yet. Before we do that, though, I told you about this Donald Rumsfeld clip from, 8 days ago on Face the Nation. And the video clip is on InfoWars.com right now. And Mr. Rumsfeld got questioned by two of the reporters there on the show about his claims of imminent threat from weapons of mass destruction. And then, when he denies it, they put his quotes and where he said it up on the screen. No doubt they could have had more dramatic video of him saying it. But they put up some of his clips and some of Lord Bush's clips, and then Rumsfeld starts fumbling and looking down at the table. I mean, it's easy to be an arrogant liar when no one calls you on it. So here's that clip of the arrogant liar finally being confronted.
Well, let me just ask you this. If they did not have these weapons of mass destruction, though, granted, all of that is true, why then did they pose an immediate threat to us, to
well,
this country?
You and a few other critics are the only people I've heard use the phrase immediate threat. I didn't. The president didn't. And it's become kind of folklore that that's what's happened. The president went...
You're saying that nobody in the administration said that?
I can't speak for nobody and everybody in the administration and say nobody said that.
The vice president didn't say that?
Not, if you have any citations, I'd like to see
them. Yeah, says, some have argued that the... this is you speaking. Some have argued that the nuclear threat from Iraq is not imminent, that Saddam is at least 5 to 7 years away from having nuclear weapons. I would not be so certain.
Mm-hmm. And
close to imminent.
Well, I've tried to be precise and I've tried to be accurate. I'm so
no terrorist state poses a greater or more immediate threat to the security of our people and the stability of the world than the regime of Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
My view of the situation was that he had, we believe, the best intelligence that we had and other countries had, and that.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You just should go watch the video and look at his face. I mean, he was just turned red, looked down at the table. There are a lot better quotes than that. We've all seen him. But just an imminent, you know, the greatest threat to us is Iraq. Oh, really? As North Korea was threatening to nuke us on a weekly basis in their big newspapers, they have the nuclear weapons, they have the Taipong Dong 2s that can now hit any part of the U.S. thanks to our government giving the technology to China, then being given to them. And it was Bill Clinton helping engage in all those transfers, but the companies were headed up by people like Donald Rumsfeld and a bunch of so-called Republicans. But see, the Rush Limbaughs of the world won't tell you about that. By the way, North Korea shot a missile at us, a dummy missile, that hit Alaska. That is official and admitted. We have that in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. But again, the average person has no idea that's even going on. Speaking of Police State 3 Total Enslavement, we've got in a little 20-minute segment of that two-and-a-half-plus-hour video, we have John Ashcroft saying there's no Patriot Act 2 months after it was introduced. I mean, it's just full of lies, full of PNAC, full of New World Order. You need to get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, my book Descent into Tyranny, big discounts when you get multiple books or three or more videos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and help us expose these liars. Get the videos. Make copies of them. Get them out to your friends, your family, your county commissioners, people in your area. Now is the time. Here's the toll-free number to order. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get the videos. They're $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more. Get the books, the pro-gun t-shirts, all the liberal stuff we have to offer. I'm being sarcastic. Take action. Second hour, your calls, Paul Watson, ton of news straight ahead.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-888-888. 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.